we've got extended coverage. Our own Mike McFeely down on the field with Grant Olson. Mike?
Grant Olson actually right now, Ryan, is getting a photo take with a couple of beautiful young ladies, so I'm going to hold off and wait on that. But now he has a chance to join us. Grant Olson, senior linebacker, North Dakota State. Congratulations.
And Mike may have cut out. If you can push Grant around to the side there, we might get a better signal from you. See if we can get that back in.
To accomplish something like that, something that will go down as a tremendous football accomplishment. One championships, incredible, but winning three straight is unbelievable. And especially going out, you know, as your senior year, you know, I didn't even think I was going to get to play in the game and stuff. And just being able to be here, a lot of emotions, is very, very special.
And talk about that. Talk about the ability to play and play in some crucial minutes and make some big stops today against that big running back, Terrence West, who looked like a beast out there. You guys did a good job of containing him.
Yeah, you know, he's a great player, but that's just what we do on defense. You know, Cole Green, what we're all about is playing hard, playing fast, playing together, and that's what we did. That's how you got to stop a great back like that, and that's what we were able to do today.
I know that you have to work hard to win one championship. I know you have to work harder to win two. I know you have to work even harder to win three. But you guys had to have this in your sights at the start of this year. With the group of seniors you had coming back, the talent that you had, this had to be what you wanted to be doing at this moment in Frisco, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's funny. I know people say there was a lot of pressure put on us, but I think that our goals and our expectations for ourselves were higher than what anybody else had, and there was no way that we were going to not live up to those. And, you know, I'm very thankful and very blessed that we were able to do so.
When it came to the game today, talk about stopping Terrence West. He's a great back, as you said. They were able to move the ball a little bit, but in the end, 7 points in the scoreboard for this defense. Again, it comes through. The signature of this team has been defense, and it proved it again today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a pretty incredible accomplishment. You know, he's a great player. You know, we thought it was definitely going to be a little closer than what it ended up being, but, you know, nothing against Towson. They're a great ball club.
How big was the block punt and the big return by Kyle Emanuel? The game was 7-7 at that point. That really seemed to kind of give you guys a boost both offensively and defensively.
Oh, absolutely. That was huge. You know, that was probably the turning point of the game. I know it wasn't, you know, Kyle maybe not be the MVP for it, but that was the most valuable play without a question.
Can this team four-peat? I know you guys are losing a lot of players, but I think this team has a chance to maybe even get back here next year.
You know what? They got a really good group of young players. I'm definitely looking forward to watching. I'm going to be coaching them next year, so I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be on them, that's for sure.
Congratulations, Grant.
Thank you very much.
Ryan, Grant Olson, a senior star linebacker for North Dakota State. He was able to play even with that fully torn ACL. Quite a moment here on the field for Grant Olson. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. If I can get you one more, I think you see Andrew Grothman, I believe that is, back of the end zone. Andrew might be able to join you very quickly. Mike trying to grab him just for a second or two.
He's making me run. Andrew's making me run. Andrew Grothman, fullback, North Dakota State, put into words winning three straight championships.
It's unreal. The way that we've ended our senior season, this group, in the past couple years, you never could imagine it when I came to NECU. It's been an unbelievable ride.
When it comes to today's game, that turning point I thought was that block punt and the big return by Kyle Emanuel, or the block field goal rather, and the big return by Kyle Emanuel. That seemed to give you guys a boost.
Yeah, that was a huge momentum swing in the game. On offense, we were a little sluggish, three and outs, a couple of penalties that had hindered our drives, and that we could punch that one in, and then we started rolling from there, and we were working the plan, but ultimately we were killing ourselves in more times than not.
Offensively, though, did you get the running game going? John Crockett had some big runs. Sam Ojuri had some big runs, so you were able to get some things going on the ground.
Yeah, we knew we had the right plays in place, and we just had to execute them at a higher level. And you get those running backs out in space, they'll make plays eventually.
They're okay. When you first came to North Dakota State, could you have ever imagined this? Because I know a lot of us who follow the program said, yeah, they could win one, maybe they could win two, but to win three in a row, and today in such dominating fashion for the second straight year, you guys looked unbeatable.
Yeah, we never were promised that we were going to be, you know, in contention for three national championships. But it was something after that first year we made it to the playoffs, that our class, we were main contributor to that, and there's classes before that we're also main contributors, but we knew we had talent, and never in a million years that we'd think we'd be to this point and finish the way we have. It's been just an unbelievable ride.
Could you guys have won four in a row? Because that call at Eastern Washington, I thought that, and Craig Bull feels the same way, that if you guys win that game, you maybe go to the title. That could have been four in a row.
That is definitely, we've all thought about that, and we would have been playing in Fargo against Villanova. And everybody still remembers that red turf. and just how close we could have been. But definitely there's a very good shot that that could have. But at the same time, that was also an extra motivation for us.
What does it mean to win another one for Craig Bohl as he's leaving the team? Today was his last game. He's probably pretty soon going to be on a plane to Wyoming to go coach that football program.
Yeah, it's a great way for him to go out and what he's done for the program. I just like to wish him the best of luck in his future. And what he's given the program is leadership, continued leadership through times of adversity and times of success. And he's helped a lot of young men on our team, not only with football, just in life in general. And can't thank him enough and wish him the best.
Can this team get back here next year? Even though you lose all kinds of seniors, can these young players get this team back to Frisco next year?
I think they have a great shot. But it again will come back in about a week. Kramer will get them a lot in the weight room, getting them back to work and bringing them back down to earth from this celebration that we'll have for a couple of days, I suppose. But they have plenty of weapons in place to replicate the same success.
You only get to celebrate 2 days, then Kramer puts you back to work with this program? Yeah. Maybe that's why you're so successful at NDSU. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
I think the first year after that, it was about five. Next year is about seven. He might be a little lenient, give 10 this year. Who knows?
Andrew, thank you. Congratulations. Andrew Grothman, Hillsboro native fullback for North Dakota State, a key part, Ryan, as you know, of the great running game. I'll throw it back to you.
He sure has been a key cog in that running game. Special guest joins us now, Brock Jensen's father, who we had on earlier in the week. Steve Jensen joins us now. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ryan.
How fun was that?
Well, the mission accomplished, as they say, and this team just, I said they were unstoppable early in the playoffs, and nobody even came close and touched them. They didn't even play their best game of the year by far.
No, they didn't.
No. And like Coach Bohl said, name the team in the country and let's go toe-to-toe with them. And I like the Bison chances.
This is it for you and Brock being the quarterback of this football team. I'm just curious what your emotions are. You watched your son win a third straight national championship. And after this, he won't be a Bison in uniform anymore.
No, it's tough. It's tough to think about having to break this whole team up because They just got better every week this year, and they weren't done getting better. But the season dictated that it's over. They won it all. They were undefeated. And, you know, it's just a shame that, you know, they can't keep them together, you know, for one more year. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. And individually now, they're all, especially these seniors I'm talking about, are all going to go off and do great things. There's no doubt in my mind. To a man, these guys are class acts all the way, and they're winners.
I'm sure you'll see another Bison football game, but for you, this is the last time probably that you'll watch North Dakota State and with a kid on the team. That's tough as a parent, too, because you got close to these parents as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely. There's another Jensen from Waupaca that just committed to the team, though. No relation,
all right.
I would say. But so they got that Jensen-Waupaca, Wisconsin connection still. He'd be a big tight end for the team for the next, you know, 4 to 5 years too. His name is Nate Jensen. But yeah, so now, you know, pass the baton to their parents. We know them well, Craig and Marcia, and they can roll up and down I-94 for the next few years and enjoy it too.
Good for you. I'm happy for you. It's a great family, and it's been nice getting to know you the last couple of days here, and Bison Nation certainly knows all about Brock and what he's done. So from us to you, thanks. It's been a fun run.
And I'm not putting words in his mouth, but he would still, if he was talking to you right now, say it's what I still feel that I owe to North Dakota State University for what they did for him. So no doubt about it, it's been great. So, and thank you very much.
The pressure's off. You can breathe. You can relax. You can go celebrate another national championship.
I think I will.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. Steve Jensen, the father of Brock Jensen, who took the time to visit us, and we certainly appreciate that. Thanks to Steve, his wife, and everybody else from the Jensen family that was able to swing by and say hi. Norm, it's a special day here. The Bison have won 3 in a row, and they really brought it fan-wise today.
Oh, this is unbelievable. It only got better with the third. Only got better, the fan support. They came to Frisco and showed Frisco what they were about, and that's why they love them here.
Let's take our first break. It's Bison Rewind Show from Frisco. The Bison are national champions again. We'll be back on the Mighty 790 with more from Frisco and another national championship.
The goal from the 2.5 power formation for the herd. Two tight ends, a wing on the left is Bonnet.
He comes to make it a three-eye backfield. The handoff to Crockett up the middle, out the goal line, pushing into the end zone, touchdown. And North Dakota State strikes first, looking for a third straight national championship.
Bison Rewind Show for the third time, national champions. That's your Bison we're talking about. 35-7, the Bison win it. Still to come, our montage a little bit later on. We'll have the my oh my moment of the game. We'll break this thing down. But this national championship is also all about you listening wherever you may be tonight, whether you're in Frisco on the mobile application, whether you are in Fargo or in Dilworth or in Castleton or wherever you might be. This national championship is also about you on the Bison Rewind Show, brought to you by Essentia Health. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Let's take phone calls. Let's see what you have to say. Is this the best Bison team ever? Would this team have beaten other teams the last couple of years that the Bison have put on the football field? For my money, it's the best football team that I have seen at North Dakota State. It's the best football team I've covered. 237-5948. And where are we going from here? What's going to happen next year? How much is this team going to miss guys like Brock Jensen? We'll find all that out. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Let's go to the phone lines, Norm. We welcome in from West Fargo, Maury, who I think was at the football game today. Maury, you in Frisco?
Yeah, I'm just sitting outside the stadium doing a little celebrating, and that was an awesome win.
Yeah.
Just going to ask you guys about the field. It seemed just a little greasy there, and then I went down and looked, and I noticed there's a lot of sand underneath the turf. I think that hurt our pass rush. I think if we could have had our footing a little bit better, I think we might have actually had a few more sacks and things like that. So I was just checking to see what you guys thought, and I appreciate what you've been doing all year. You guys do a great job.
Good question, Maury. I'll throw you on hold so you can hear the answer, and then you can drop off after that. Norm, it was a ugly football field. It's the worst conditions I've ever seen on a nice day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything this bad. It was torn up, and it was bad. We know why, and we'll explain that to you, but this wasn't good.
No, you expect better from a place, you know, in the southern states where the climate doesn't get as cold, and this is brand-new turf they put down, so yeah, you definitely expected it to hold up.
Here's the story on the turf. They put this turf down, and it grew for a little bit. And then right when it was important that it grew, what happened was they had an ice storm. And ice sat on this field for over a week. And they're talking an inch or a couple of inches of ice that they couldn't get off because it stayed below freezing here in Texas for a week. And about a week ago, that ice came off, and this grass never had a chance to re-root. So the middle of it was just as soft as you can imagine. It never got a chance to get adult roots. It just had baby roots the entire time, and it is absolutely torn up out there. They ruined this football field today, and in between every break, those of you back in North Dakota, there was a cast of maybe, what, Norm, 50,
yeah,
75 people that were on the field stomping on the turf in every single chance they got. Every timeout, every commercial break, the field was full of employees, and they would go out there and take all these chunks. And we're not talking just divots from a golf course. We're talking chunks, some a foot wide, some 2 feet wide, and putting them back into the turf. It was a sad deal, and I agree with Maury. Guys could not get their footing. In fact, the big stud running back, Terrence West, I know slipped on it a couple of times, and every time where they were running up the middle, maybe needed a yard or 2 yards, that entire field on both sides was chewed up like a bulldozer had gone through there. It was not good. Okay, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. More of your show. Let's go to Pete in Hillsboro, Andrew Grothman Company up in Hillsboro. Pete, what'd you think?
Hey, I tell you what. You know, that was one of the most memorable games that I've ever seen. To blow them out, and then number one, the turf was not in the best shape, but, you know, the Bison kind of, you know, when we got the fullback in the backfield on that running play, all right? Okay, the other thing is when we got that interception, that was the key. And I tell you what, our hometown boy, I think the world of him, Andrew Grossman, and he did he got knocked down a few times in the different situations.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of them things. I mean, when you're out there playing, what the heck? You know, and I've seen bruises from him, from this situation. But
oh, sure.
Brock Jensen, he's a key man, I'll tell you that. He knows his game. So that's all I want to say. All right.
Good stuff.
Happy New Year.
Good stuff. Happy New Year to you too, Pete. Bison Nation happy about this one. Let's keep going. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. My man Cody, national champions times three.
Oh, does it feel good to say we three-peated? That was, I agree. I watched it at home. I didn't come down this year, but I was disgusted seeing that field. I feel bad for the players. I know it's not nice to say this, but I feel bad for Terrence West a little bit because he slipped on two of those plays in the backfield. Hopefully next year they can figure a way to, you know, maybe even lay it down even, maybe even a month sooner, but we didn't expect that. But I think the key play in the game was Colton Hegel's blocked field goal. You saw the momentum just switch, and Townsend just got deflated because of that. And that, not the CJ interception was nice, but I think that blocked field goal just turned the game right then and there.
Yeah, it was certainly those two plays. I agree with you, Cody.
It was just, I'm happy to say we're 3-3-peated. And I'm going to make a prediction for next season.
I think
we'll have three losses, I think, only three. But we'll beat Iowa State to start up the season.
Ooh, a big prediction off the bat.
Yeah, we'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think this team is headed to the playoffs next year. I looked at that New Hampshire game a couple weeks ago and went, I have a feeling next year's Bison team could be just as good, if not better, than this New Hampshire team. Man, this was special. This is another win for North Dakota State, and it's hard not to look back, and it's hard not to look forward and trying to guide this ship and figure out where we go from here, but it's just a lot of fun. 237-5948. How about that? Former Bison DeAndre Martin, the cornerback, walking by and saying hi. Let's go to Christy. She's always a treat. Hi, Christy.
Hi. I am just so proud of every Bison player. I am smiling from ear to ear. I proudly didn't miss one game thanks to the mighty 790.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I am just so thrilled for Brock Jensen, Marcus Williams, Samuel Jerry, Brian Smith, Ryan. I could go through them all, and I am so proud of them. They play together as a team, and they give the glory to God and their coach. And Coach Bull will be missed, but, you know, I think Coach Kleiman is going to rock, and I think his staff is going to be incredible. I think they're going to support Crockett and all the other guys that are going to be back, like Morlock and all the other guys, and I am just looking forward to next year. I really am. I am sad that the seniors are leaving, but I am so looking forward to the Bison next year. And I believe they are going to the playoffs again. So look out, guys. The Bison herd is roaring, and they're going to go again.
I'm with you, Christy. Good job. Good call. Didn't miss a game all year, had her ears on to the Mighty 790. She nailed something. This team was exactly that. This team was all about team, and that, Norm, is huge.
Yeah, there's always just to hear there's no I in team, and they treated it that way. Coaches always tell you, hey, we do things together as a team, and this was pretty much what the definition of team was this year's NDSU Bison football team.
35-7, the Bison win it. They're national champions for the third straight time. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We continue with Lyle in Wahpeton. Hi, Lyle.
How you doing? You know who I am, Ryan.
Mr. Raider, how are you?
Not too bad.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great, and I just wanted to give a shout-out for small-town North Dakota Grant Smith.
Oh, yeah, he had a huge game.
That proves to our kids back here that we can do it again.
Understand? I'm with you.
Some of our kids can get up there, but they got to believe. That's what I really am proud of Brian Smith.
Yeah, and I think all of North Dakota, not just that Wahpeton area, they got something special in Ryan Smith. Good call, Lyle. Good job. And I know Lyle's got a young one coming up the ranks that we're going to see become pretty good on the basketball floor as well. Let's continue on, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. And hats off to all the North Dakota kids that, you know, it's not easy this level, and a lot of people said they'll never have a North Dakota kid on this football team, Norm. And they do. And they've had a lot, and they've contributed, and they've played well. And it starts with Ryan Smith and Andrew Grothman. You go down the list, on and on and on. Drevlo on the defensive side. These kids can play at this level.
They're the core. They're the core of this team, that the work ethic. They're the ones that make the outsiders fit into what they do here. And that you can't knock them. They play hard, man.
237-5948 on the Bison Rewind show is Lane calling from Fargo. Hi, Lane.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you know what time that NDSU Bison are going to leave Frisco to be back here in the Fargo Dome?
Find that out in just a couple of seconds if I possibly can. We'll figure out when the Bison plan to leave, and we'll do that here in just half a second, Norm. This team deserves to be welcomed when they come home, that's for sure.
It's a three-peat, and I'm happy for all those seniors that are going to be leading this team.
Let's go right to the source here. Caller just called in, wants to know what time the Bison might be coming home. I know it's early, Swanee, but what time do you think you can get the team home today?
You know, that's a great question, and we've been working with the NCAA all week on that, and unfortunately their plane won't even get to the airport here in Dallas till 8. Earliest wheels up would be 9, so they're looking at getting home midnight or later. With that factor and with the weather, we're actually not going to be doing a welcome home tonight.
You're not planning a welcome home, but there may be fans that show up.
At the airport or somewhere, but there's nothing official as far as any speakers or stage or setup with the climate, with the weather and whatnot, and the team flight. So right now, you know, I imagine we'll see some fans at the airport or sitting in the parking lots at the Fargo Dome, but there's going to be nothing formal.
So recap that one more time. The earliest the wheels could go up here is probably 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Central time.
Puts them home at the Fargo Airport at?
Roughly midnight, depending on what they run into on the way back. So earliest they're flying out 9, hopefully back sometime in that midnight area. So it's all in flux right now, depending on if the plane even gets here when it's supposed to get here at 8 o'clock.
Now, if you want to pay 75 cents or $1.50 and sit in the airport starting at midnight at 1 o'clock, you'll welcome fans, but you're just not hosting anything.
Correct, not hosting anything. And is it the Barnstormer or whatnot, whatever they have there in the airport? I'm sure they'll have fans up there celebrating a little bit, but that's right, we're not hosting anything.
Okay, that sets things straight. That was perfect timing that you walked out. Thank you,
Fair
Swanee.
Enough. Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate it. The Bison do such a good job of including their fans, and that, Norm, is an example of that. How about that? The first Bison guy we see walk by here gives us the scoop on when the team will be back. Pretty cool stuff. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. Let's step away. More coverage from Frisco. More phone calls, maybe even a visit with the head coach. We might be able to grab Craig Bohl, somebody else. It's national championship time. This is cool from Frisco, trying to bring it back home to you. Something you want, something you want to say, something you want Bison Nation to hear, give us a call on the other side of this break. It's the Bison Rewind Show, national championship style. The Bison have done it. They win it 35-7 in the national championship. They've now won 3 national championships in a row. Norm Bell, Ryan Gellner back, and the listening audience on the Mighty 790 KFGO gets a treat here. The head coach of the Bison, Craig Bohl, joins us now. And Coach Bohl, how sweet is the third one?
Well, it's particularly sweet because it's hard to do. And this team has been, as I said over and over again, really remarkable. You know, they set a goal out at the beginning of the year to be perfect and, to run the table. And we had not done that, and they did not want to lose. And so in the midst of all the challenges, when I say challenges, you're always getting the best shot from every opponent. Mm-hmm. And our guys responded. And as I looked out there on the field at the tail end of the game, there were only 2 games this year where the game was in doubt. in the tail end of the game. Outside of that, every game was one handling. And I think that speaks volumes for, you know, what the job the assistant coaches did, and moreover, what kind of ability and focus his football team has.
These seniors go out big-time winners. How proud of them? Obviously the entire team, but these seniors in particular, how proud are you of them?
Well, there's a combination there of the two classes that, you know, some guys were here the year we were 3-8, and the other ones chose to come to NDSU on the heels of a 3-8 season. And so, you know, they believed in the goals and the mission of NDSU and Bison football. And then to flip it around and then accomplish what they've done, you know, I can't say enough about this group.
Final question I have, to give one to Norm as well, but your message to Bison Nation listening back home and Fargo and around the area, this might be the last time you get a chance to address them, so I'll let you have it.
I want to, you know, say thanks to our fans and all the people in our region, and I personally traveled this area, and I, as a matter of fact, have the speeding tickets to prove it through the years. You guys are the best, and really, the nature of our fans, it lends itself into our locker room, and our players thrive on that. And so I want to say thanks, and also for the Bison Network and KFGO for all that you've done to keep on carrying the message out there, guys.
Coach, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for always being accommodating, just being an all-around class act. I really appreciate that.
You bet it, Norm. I appreciate it. You guys are the best. I'm going to ride off in the sunset. Programs will do better things along after I'm long gone. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Go win a few more at the next level. Congratulations, Coach Bull. Nice of him to swing by and chat with us. And, you know, no matter what you think of him, he had a lot to juggle. He had a team to stay focused. And I don't know how you judge coaches when you're talking about coaches and how you judge them, but the job he did to finish this thing off, keep that team focused, him to balance two jobs, two recruiting classes, I think there's way more that goes into it than we even could even imagine, and he did that. To me, that's a special, special coach.
Can you imagine having to be a father figure to almost 100 teenage to 22-year-old men and get them to do what you need them to do to be successful?
And as disciplined as they were.
Yes.
It's just hats off to not only him, but to this football team, and a lot of that goes to the seniors. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. And a big thanks to you, Norm, for grabbing Coach Bull and getting him out of here. He was going to blow by us, and then that little charming smile you got brought him back over.
He threw us the horns.
Yes, he did. When he left, Bison Nation should know that. The last thing he did was turn to us and threw up the Bison horns. Good stuff from the head coach, Craig Bull. You can probably hear the blowers are out. They're blowing off the football field. They've got business to do as they move on. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. KFGO's coverage from Frisco continues. The Bison have won another national championship. And it's special not just for the folks that were here, but I can imagine the folks back home as well. Let's see, text message comes in, says, what a team in a senior class. It's the best team ever. Randy, I agree with that. I think that's a great job. I'm not sure what that message is, so I won't read it. Norm, I don't even know how to put into words everything that happened today. We got up. There was a game today. We knew that. We knew there were going to be a lot of people. We didn't exactly know what the situation was going to be. Heitkamp was on the air all week saying there's going to be a couple sections open. There's going to be 1,000 seats that don't have butts in them. And he was flat out wrong. You and I went to lunch at 12:30. And we went upstairs, and there was a line, and we thought, okay, this got a chance to get full. We ate our lunch. We came back down about 15 minutes before kickoff. And the line to get in the main gate, as well as every other gate, was wrapped around the building. And we went, whoa, this will be full. And it was easily 95% North Dakota State fans.
Yeah.
I expected that, but I didn't expect that, if that makes any sense. I expected it to be 95%. I didn't expect it to be the way it was. Bison Nation really came down here this year.
They did. They did.
It was awesome.
They did. I like the way you took that opportunity to take a jab at Joel right away, but you're right, man. It was so amazing to see. But right before kickoff. People were still in line, still in line, almost wrapped all the way around the midsection of the end zone from our viewpoint right here. Yeah, it's crazy.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Let's go to Nancy from Fargo. Nancy, what'd you think about the Bison's third in a row?
Oh, my gosh. Lost my voice screaming. I just finally got something to drink.
Where'd you watch it from, Nancy?
The Town Hall Bar in West Fargo.
There you go. And how packed was that place with green
pretty
and yellow?
Pretty packed. It was a lot of fun. Everybody's in their green and gold. This whole town is decked out, ready to party. I just hope everybody drives safe tonight. No drinking and driving. But I think there's going to be a lot of parties going on tonight. A lot to celebrate in this town, I got to tell you. It's pretty exciting.
And there's something about this. Go, Nancy.
Well, the one thing I just have to call, it's just maybe this is just something stuck in my craw, but I'm just really disappointed with ESPN, too, by just cutting away and not letting us see the presentation, because a lot of the bars didn't sign up for ESPN 3 because the game was on ESPN 2, so why would they? Mm-hmm. And so we were all kind of gypped on seeing, you know, the post-game festivities, which is what we love because it's, you know, our guys down there. But I was just really disappointed. But I got to thank KFGO because you guys are like being our post-game show. So just thanks for going down there and having a good time with everybody and sharing it with
Nancy,
us.
Nancy, we really appreciate that. It's not all fun and games down here, let me tell you that. There is a lot of hard work, and this staff works exceptionally hard. So thank you, Nancy. And it's something ESPN has done the last couple of years, is cut off that post game, and it's too bad because it was a special post game. Craig Bohl had a video that played just towards him from some of the Bison senior players, gave him a tribute. He addressed the crowd, and he talked about this three-peat and how special it was. We're going to continue on the phone line. Norm's got a bus to catch back to Fargo, so we need to bring Norm in one final time. Norm, what a ride this has been. You've been a part of it now from the radio side of things this year. How neat was this for you?
This is absolutely amazing, man. This is probably more special than any other time just because it really gave me an opportunity to talk about what I saw and you know, express my opinion on this Bison team. It's very, very special. I just want to thank you guys for having me on board. This has definitely, definitely been one of the funnest jobs I've ever had. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and my thanks to you too, Norm. We don't always agree on things.
We never agree.
We josh each other a little bit, but you know what? I wouldn't want a partner, anybody else, to be by my side than you, man. You see it real well, and it's fun to get your insight, and I think you've done a good job of relaying that back to the fans at home. So good job to you, and congratulations on a national championship on the radio side this time.
Yeah, how about you talk to them, see about getting us some rings, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can grab the athletic director, Gene Taylor. Norm, cut loose. World-class tours is taking you home.
World-class tours. I like to thank those guys, and I'm on my way.
All right, grab Gene on your way out. Send him this way. Thanks, Norm. Let's continue on the phone lines, and let's go to Kelly. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I just want to congratulate the players, the coaches, the administration, the parents, everybody involved in bringing this three-peat to Fargo. Don't forget about the academic achievements of these student-athletes. Many of them are honorable mention academic. And it's not just about the game, it's about education. And we're so fortunate to have the players we have and the coaches we have to keep those guys in line to get to where they've been and where they're going to go in the future. So just so glad to witness it all. And thank you.
Yeah, good phone call, Kelly. We talked about some of that in the pregame show. Carson Wentz, a 4.0, and we talked about him receiving an award today. And yeah, let's not forget that. A lot of these guys will go back to class and become normal students now at North Dakota State. And hit that side of it as well. So good call, Kelly. These students are student athletes, but they're students first. And at North Dakota State, that is stressed. And you're right. We should stress that a little bit more on air. And again, Carson Wentz won an award today for being a 4.0, having the highest grade point average on the football field today. They give that out at the final game. Gene Taylor, the athletic director at North Dakota State, kind enough to stop by and say hi. Gene, no sweat, three straight. Right?
It's hard to believe, you know, and I was telling some folks earlier, I at times today just kind of stood and looked at the crowd and marveled at the great support we had, and as the clock wound down, it was sometimes hard to believe, and I almost didn't want it to end. I'd rather, you know, I'm sure the players were happy to not get banged up around anymore, but it was a phenomenal sight, some phenomenal opportunities to be here three times and to win them. It's not easy to do.
We talked, you and I and Norman, in the pregame show about an hour before the game, and we knew there were tons of Bison fans here. We knew the parking lots were full. We knew there were lines around the building. We knew this stadium holds 20,000 people, not quite 20,000 people, but I don't think any of us really knew what it was going to look like until it was full. And it was 95-97% North Dakota State. Your message there, wow.
Yeah, and I was told by many athletic directors that were here, that are on the committee, conference commissioners, and, you know, they're envious, but they also appreciate it, and they, too, marvel at the fan support. They talk about, clearly it's the top of FCS football fan support, and many, many FBS programs don't travel this well. Because I get granted we had 97%, but there are a lot of fans that were out tailgating that probably didn't come in and filled these restaurants and bars around the Frisco, the Toyota Stadium. So, and when you're standing on stage, it's such a unique thing to look back and to see the sea of people. It's something special.
You were in the locker room, I'm sure, when Craig addressed the football team. I know some of that will remain private, but what can you share about his final message to this squad?
You know, it was just a lot of thank yous and thank yous to the seniors and how hard that they worked to make this happen. You know, they had one goal in mind, and that was to finish the season undefeated, which is very difficult to do. And it was a fun. It wasn't a lot of emotion. I mean, it was emotional, but it wasn't like teary-eyed emotional. It was just a lot of fun, a lot of smiles, a lot of hugs. And, you know, I think, and he, you know, that's the way it should be.
Gene Taylor, the athletic director of the three-time back-to-back-to-back national championship, taking some time to visit with us on KFGO on the Bison Rewind show, brought to you by Essentia Health. And man, is this gratifying? Is it any more special than any of the others? This is that senior class that's guided its way through. Any difference between the third one and the first or second one?
You know, I think it is just simply because of the senior class. Mm-hmm. You wanted it so badly for them to, because of what they've done for the program, it would have been, you know, very sad for them not to go out on top. They deserve to be on top. So the run that they had, I mean, they really have not been pushed probably since, I don't know, the Northern Iowa game, I would guess. This team was very physical. They were a good team. But eventually, I think, of that block punt and the block field goal and the interception just turned the momentum around. But I'm so happy for the seniors to be able to go out on top, which they deserve.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you really could have screwed this up when you had to make all those decisions in the middle. And, man, you pushed every button correctly that you could have possibly pushed. Now that the pressure's off, did you ever go, wow, that worked out? That
absolutely.
Was pretty neat.
And there were times that I was concerned that, you know, if the focus was or wasn't going to be there. You know, the first couple weeks, obviously, with Craig making his announcement. And then the following week, we announced Chris, mm-hmm. and, you know, now you have some internal coaches trying to figure out they're going to Wyoming or staying. And you know, they've got to eventually start working on Wyoming stuff. But the coaches did a phenomenal job of working through that. And I think the players were able to stay focused. But, yeah, there were a few times I was like, well, if this doesn't work out with a win here today, or if we'd lost any, it would have been a lot of questions. But it worked out pretty well for everybody.
Because of all of that, because you had to make the decision – along with some others, do we keep Craig? Do we let Craig continue on? Do we name a coach now? Do we kind of do a handshake deal and wait for a couple of weeks? What do we do with the recruits? Now that all of that is done and you won your third, is it a little bit more special personally for the athletic director?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I would say it is.
Because it worked.
It worked. And if it wouldn't have, then I would have felt really horrible for the seniors. If something would have gone awry. But, you know, that goes back to the character of these kids, is they stayed focused. They had one thing in mind, and nothing was going to get in their way of being successful. But, yeah, it was a little gratifying, I have to admit.
Talk to Swanee a little bit. By the way, your staff, again, did an amazing job all the way from the top to the bottom, including the Alumni Center when I say staff. Talk to Swanee a little bit. Your airplane won't even get here for another 2 hours or so. The earliest you could apparently get up into the air would be 9 o'clock, which, if everything came to a head, that would put you back in Fargo around midnight, meaning that you are not hosting anything tonight, but if fans stop at the airport, you're certainly going to give high fives on your way through.
Absolutely. If they want to stop, I think the weather, you know, we've been doing it outside the last couple of years, but I think the lateness of us getting back is going to cause some problems. But if people show up at the airport and want to high five the players and congratulate them, we'd love to see them out there.
So I would guess midnight, no earlier than midnight, but maybe 12:30.
Yeah, we'll be able to know when we get ready to taxi. We may, you know, tweet or text people and let them know, hey, we should land at this time. And if people want to get out there, we'll give them an idea what time we'll be back.
Anything special this week that you know of that you'll do for these players? I know you like to honor them at a basketball game at halftime, but anything in the near future that you know of
works? With our staff, like you said, they work their tails off. They work extremely hard, and they'll come up with something. Obviously, I think our fans that didn't make it to Frisco want to be a part of it and get a chance to thank them and congratulate them. And so I'm sure at some point when these guys get back to work on Monday, they'll figure something out. We'll probably announce something pretty soon.
Gene, it's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun with this football team the last couple of years. It's a big dream, and I'm not sure how many people sitting in my chair get to do this, but I don't even know how to explain it. It's just been a lot of fun, and your staff and you have been so good to KFGO and to me personally. It's just been a lot of fun, so thank you.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you guys for what you're doing for us. Tremendous coverage of our football games and all of our other sports as well. And you know, we don't have to end it here. We can keep doing it next year.
And this basketball team's pretty good too.
They're gonna be
you
a
make
lot
a run, KFGO will be beating on your door again.
that's right.
All right, congratulations, Gene. Go celebrate this one and go.
We will.
It's all over.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Congratulations.
Gene Taylor,
Athletic Director, North Dakota State on the Bison Rewind Show. You know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will fit in the Mile My moment of the game and the montage. We'll do that when we come back. It's the FCS Championship, and it's the North Dakota State Bison, your three-time national champions. We're almost done. We'll wrap up the show with a couple special things when we come back on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Power formation against a goal line defense. Third and goal from the one. Grothman in front of the tailback, Sam O'Jury. The handoff to Sam off the left side. Touchdown, North Dakota State. A great kickout block by Grothman. And the Bison have taken control of this game.
Looking down the world on with a smile.
Bison Rewind Show continues. Bison are national champions again. How about that, North Dakota State? This football team is special, and they've done it again. They beat the Towson Tigers today at the FCS National Championship football game, 35-7. North Dakota State wins. Sam O'Jury, you heard there, 84 rushing yards. John Crockett had 86 rushing yards. Each of them had a touchdown. Ryan Smith had a rushing touchdown. Brock Jensen had a rushing touchdown. The Bison were the better running football team today. Terrence West held under 100 yards, just 99 yards and a touchdown for Mr. West. And the Bison win this thing. Final score 35-7. Couple of stats to point out. Chase put on his detective glasses and went through the numbers and got out his adding machine. The Bison beat their opponents this year by an average of 27.46 points per game. That's four touchdowns in average that they beat their opponents by this year. In the playoffs, North Dakota State beat other teams by an average of 32.75 points. My, oh my, that is amazing. Speaking of my, oh my, one of those big plays was the biggest in this football game. We call it the My Oh My moment of the game. It's brought to you by Stop and Go.
The ball will be put down at the 31, a 41-yard try, and it's blocked. The ball is rolling free at the Towson 36, picked up by the Bison. Up the right sideline, Emmanuel at the 40, at the 30, has a convoy out in front of him. At the 10, tripped up and falling down to the 4-yard line. A blocked field goal leads to a huge play in favor of the Herd. My Oh My.
There it is. That call will go down in infamy. That's for sure. The Bison win it 35-7. That blocked field goal really set things up. And North Dakota State continues to go from there. Good job by the Bison all around in this football game. And you know what? A good job by our staff at KFGO all season long. I'm just a part-timer there, and I get treated really well by a bunch of great people. And I'm going to name some names. I'm sure I'll forget somebody. But it starts with Joel Heitkamp, Mike McFeely, Norm Bell, who is our team here at the National Championship coverage. They did such a wonderful job. Scott Sorum's been pushing buttons all season long, not only for this show and the Bison Tailgate Show, but he's also pushed his button all season long for Scott Miller's Call and Bison Game Day for a whole bunch of network radio stations. Scott, it's been a blast working with you. Elliot Hoekstra goes behind the scenes, does a lot of special things. Chase Miller digs up all the stats, helps with all of the stuff. Jack Michaels, the sports directors. Jack Sunday has done a wonderful job. That entire staff at KFGO, hats off to you. It is so fun to work with you guys. And every single person I mentioned there, including Scott Miller, Phil Hansen, Jeremy Jorgensen, love bringing you Bison football. There is no better football team than KFGO, and there is no better football team than the one we cover, and that is the North Dakota State University Bison. It is so fun. Thanks to my wife and kid, Cruz and Jagger and Lisa, thanks so much for letting me enjoy Bison football the way it is. It's been a lot of fun. To all of you from all of us, you all are national champions on KFGO. Here's some more of Elliot Hoekstra's work. It is the montage.
Since winning their second FCS National Championship almost a year ago to the day, the Bison have been on a mission to earn a three-peat in Frisco, Texas. That mission is nearly complete.
I think that you would have to be blind doubly to not realize that they play physical football.
You know, their offense has a lot of similarities to our offense, and so it's going to be a great contest, and we'll probably have a better feel what's going on sometime in the second half.
They set the standard for the way football should be played. Year after year after year. How many times can you do it? And that's the hard part. You know, how many times can you win week after week? How many times can you win year after year?
Today in NDSU's home away from home of Frisco, Texas, the Bison meet the Towson University Tigers for the 2014 FCS National Title.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Crockett off the left side, 50, 45, 40, could be down at the 30, picked up at the 20-yard line. John Crockett nearly took it to the house.
Still, if this is any indication of the way this game is going to go, the offensive line is firing on all cylinders.
The words, but I still get my bed.
The handoff to Crockett up the middle, out the goal line, pushing into the end zone, touchdown. And North Dakota State strikes first.
Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run.
Athens turns, gives to West off the right side, bangs off a defender, and he's in. A touchdown, Towson.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
41-yard try, and it's blocked. Ball is rolling free at the Towson 36. Picked up by the Bison. Up the right sideline, Emmanuel at the 40, at the 30. Has a convoy out in front of him at the 10. Tipped up and rolling down to the 4-yard line. A blocked field goal leads to a huge play in favor of the Herd. By
be the preacher, you be the confession.
Brian Smith in motion, left to right through the backfield, takes a handoff for the jet sweep, turns the corner, touchdown, North Dakota State! Brian Smith on the jet sweep, just got inside the right
pylon.
Throws the ball deep up the left side, and it's intercepted by C.J. Smith at the 20. And he's popped down at the Towson 43. A great over-the-shoulder interception by C.J. Smith, and the Bison are in business again.
So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Fires across the middle. Complete. Zach Cobb, touchdown. Makes the handoff, running off the right side at the 5, goal line, touchdown, Brock Jensen, the winningest quarterback in FCS history with a great play fake and a 9-yard run to Peter.
Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
The Bison will rush for Athens with the pocket collapsing. It's sacked. Brian Treflo grabbed him by the ankle and brings him down at the 33, and the Bison defense shines.
Go ahead and tell everybody.
handoff to Sam off the left side. Touchdown, North Dakota State! A great kickout block by Grothman, and the Bison have taken control of this game. Broken up, incomplete, with 1 second to play. The Bison fans storm the field. That is the final play of the game. The three-peat is complete.
This is a blessing right here, man. To come out here and play with the guys that you love, the depth that you'll do anything for.
Unbelievable. Coming out like they have been the past 3 years, best fans in America.
I don't know. You can't reach perfection, but you can definitely reach close to it, and that's what we did today.
Thousands of Bison fans streaming onto the field, surrounding the Bison players, and the Bison have completed a 15-0 season, a third straight national championship.